Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Yep, it's Power 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's going to be a hot day today. Yep, a hot day here in Charlotte, America. Definitely going down high. It's going to be 94. So far, the hottest day of the year. 94 is your high for the day. 70 degrees on your way out the house right now, and you already know what time it is. It is time to hit that hashtag. Hashtag NoLeezyMad. Hashtag NoLeezyMad on my Instagram page at NoLeezy. NoLeezy. Today's No Leezy Mad is being brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. That's right, Academy Sports and Outdoors. This Saturday, I will be invading in Rock Hill, 2468 Cross Point Drive in Rock Hill, helping everybody get their 4th of July needs taken care of from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. So all my relatives and my cousins in Rock, come see your boy this Saturday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Academy Sports and Outdoors. All right. Today, No Leezy is mad at Timothy and Dakota Partridge. Timothy and Dakota Partridge out of Tallahassee, Florida. Why am I mad at these two young men? Well, old man and a young man. It is a young man and his daddy. I am mad at this young man and his daddy because they were seen in a restaurant on surveillance video going around just disturbing random black people. And when I say disturbing, I'm talking about Timothy, who is the father, actually punched a black woman in the face. He also choke slammed a black man. And then he also kicked another black man who was sitting down. And the black man that he choke slammed, his son, Dakota, hit him with a chair. And that's not even the kicker. Ask me what the kicker is. Somebody ask me.
What's the kicker?
The kicker, Ms. Jessica, is that Timothy was a lieutenant in the police force.
Oh, that's not surprising.
Timothy was a lieutenant in the police force in Tallahassee. And, you know, they moved swiftly to fire him. And he was not on duty at the time. He was just out with him and his son. And they were in this restaurant. And an argument started. And then after the argument started, he just going around. They just went around and just spazzed on random black people. This is crazy. This is crazy. Come on. Y'all need some diversity training. And y'all need something, Timothy and Dakota. But Timothy and Dakota both were locked up. And now the judge in the case and the DA in the case is trying to upgrade the charges to felony charges, because right now they all have misdemeanor charges. But the judge and DA are trying to upgrade the charges to felony charges, especially the one where he punched the black woman in the face because she had a slightly broken jaw. Wow. It's crazy. All right, man. Hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad at. Hashtag NoLeezyMad on my Instagram page. Coming up next, man, we got our next hashtag, which is hashtag MH Great Debate. It's the baby. It's Pod 98.
Oh, y'all, Jesse made another one. Huh? Packing the mail, it's gone. Yeah. I just signed a deal, I'm on. Yeah, yeah.
598 WPG.
Good. Play if you want, it's do.
Yep.
I'm a young CEO.
Sure. Yeah. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. And guess who got them tickets for you to check out the baby, 21 Savage. Coming up in your nose and neighbor news at 7:24. We got them tickets for you. The baby is back on tour with 21 Savage. And yes, you can go to that show. Courtesy of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Right about now, you know what time it is.
It's time for that Madhouse Great Debate, which is being brought to you by the Great Classic After Party. You can join us, Power 98, July 20th, for the official Great Classic After Party at Studio Movie Grill. It's going down 210 East Trey Street in the epicenter. Go to power98fm.com for more details. All right, using the hashtag MHGreatDebate, today we would like to know, who is the biggest troublemaker in the game right now?
In the rap game?
In the rap game. Is it Kodak Blike?
Mm.
Is it Chief Keef?
Mm.
Is it Lil Durk? Or NBA Youngboy?
Mm.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I don't know, NBA and Kodak been in jail multiple times. So, and they both in jail right now, ain't it? No, I know NBA Youngboy is. Yeah. Kodak still in jail?
Yeah, I think Kodak Kodak definitely is in jail.
I gotta go Kodak, because they done gave him multiple chances. Yeah, I'm going Kodak.
I'm definitely going Kodak. I hate to do it too, because I actually like Kodak's music. But he can't stay focused. He talks out the side of his mouth crazy. He does all type Kodak. Just get it together, Kodak.
I think I'm going to have to agree with y'all. Kodak, man. Kodak, bro, you got to get it together. It was Chief Keef at one time. But he didn't really get it together. He just kind of fell off. But it's between Kodak and NBA Youngboy. But I'm going to get this one to Kodak.
And yes, I'm being paid about using all mug shots on our pages.
Yeah, I'm going to go Kodak. How do we vote, Ms. Jessica?
You vote on our Instagram pages, at Hey Ms. Jessica, at No Leezy, at I Am Burpee, or you can drop it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
No limit,
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's 6:39 here in the Queen City. It's time for your crazy news story. I don't know if you all have heard about this one, but, you know, we all know Todd Tucker from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. He is married to Candy. It's her husband. And he has a daughter. Her name is Kalia. Well, Todd and his daughter recently took a trip to London. And while they were there, he took his daughter to the strip club. They went to the strip club. Now, she's 23 years old. And he actually says, we party together a lot. Mm. This is not the first strip club that we've been to. This is just the first time y'all done found out about it. We've been to Magic City back home. We go out and we party all the time. So, Madhouse Nation, would you party with your... would you go to a strip club with your parents? Or parents, would you take your kids to the strip club with you? 570-WPEG. Let us know. Would you go to the strip club with your parents? Or if you're a parent out there, would you take your kids to the strip club with you? I might go to the strip club with my mom. My dad is absolutely off limits. Absolutely off limits.
Why you don't want to go with your daddy?
No.
That's
not going to the strip club with my dad.
Oh, man.
Not going to the strip club with my dad at all. My mom, maybe.
No.
Maybe. I don't know.
I wouldn't go with my parents. Like, I wouldn't go with my mom or my dad. But as a father, I would, with my sons, yeah, I would go with them. But my daughter, nah. Nah.
You wouldn't take your daughter?
Nah, I wouldn't take my daughter. Nah.
But you would take your daughter to the strip club, Bert?
Yeah. I'm sure would, because if anything, I would want them to experience something like that with me first, or at some point with me, just to be like, okay, we went to a strip. This is what a strip club is like.
Why do I need to experience a strip club with my father?
Because you do everything else. You teach them about everything else. Why not teach them about?
You can go with your mom.
Like,
you teach them about things. You don't experience things with them.
Yeah. You as I. Do and not as I say.
Shut
I
up. It. Shut I up, Murphy. You messed it up.
I would go with my parents too. If my parents would be like, I'd be asking my. I know they're not going to go, but I ask my mom and dad all the time, come on, let's go to the strip club.
You go with both of them, your mom and your dad?
Yeah, Fish and Nita. I ask Fish and Nita all the time, come on.
I actually went to the strip club one time with Fish.
No, you didn't.
No,
you
we did.
The only time daddy come out of money out of his pocket is for the tithes and offerings.
And for me. And
but,
for me.
But nah, I would go with my sons, though, because, I could see that.
We know.
Yeah, I could see that.
Oh, wow.
I take my babies to the strip club.
But not my daughters. Nah, I wouldn't go with my daughters.
I'd give them money to throw, too.
Nah, we ain't doing all that.
I'd be so upset if a female touched my daddy. Get off my daddy!
Your daddy want a lap dance. He want a lap dance.
That's exactly why I can't go with my dad.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Hot today in the Queen City is going to be right in the 94, 71 degrees right now. And boy, crazy news. Todd Tucker took his daughter to the strip club. Would you go to the strip club with your mama and daddy?
I personally would not go to the strip club with either one of my parents, but I would go with an uncle or auntie. And it's the same thing for my son. I would not condone taking my son to a strip club, but I would ask my brother or, you know, my sister to go with him just to, you know, watch out for him. But that's something that I don't think is necessary, to be going with your parents and vice versa.
It's gravy up in New Hope, man. I want to do it. Like, look, I got a lot of yes and no's, man. I feel you on that. I wouldn't take my daughter to the strip club, man. I don't think I could do that. My son, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Pop, of course, because, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't be me without him. Mom Dukes, she got to sit at home, man. I mean, that's just, you know, but with old buddy taking his daughter, man, I don't know, man. I just don't know.
That's what it seems like y'all conflicted about this thing. Would you go to the strip club with your parents?
Okay, so with my mama, I go to the strip club with her if she starts drinking again. Right now, she don't drink, so I can't hang with her. My dad, he's one of those ones that he had money back in the day, and now he don't got money. Mm. So he don't go in the strip club with me thinking he still got money, so I probably won't go with him. I got three girls. My oldest two, now this is going to be the surprise. I'm not going to a strip club with them because they embarrass me. Mm. And both of them like girls already, so I ain't going with them two. But my little baby, she ain't going. She going to say, Mom, I'm not going to the strip club.
There it is. You didn't get your comment in. Leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Coming up next, what is it, Burpee?
It's one of my favorite days of the week. Larry, hit my hotkey.
Shut your dumb ass up. All right, man, right after this, Cardi B Money. Look, Burpee starts. Power 98. I ride in some big tall hills, big fat checks. Part 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, and you know it's time to get Burpee's thoughts.
All right, Larry, it's one of my favorite days of the week. Hit my hotkey!
Shut your dumb ass up!
I got a couple people on the list. We missed it last week. First one,
Jacquees. Shut your dumb ass up!
Jacquees. He was mad because he was not nominated for a BET award. And he was about to talk junk about other people. Jacquees, they do not give awards for he. Hey, Larry,
shut your dumb ass up.
I don't know if y'all saw the Democratic debate, but did y'all see Senators Cory Booker and Beto O'Rourke speaking Spanish at the debate?
I heard about this. They say Corey was upset.
Corey was mad, and Beto O'Rourke was over there speaking his Spanish like, como te llamas? Mi llamo is Beto. Hey, Corey Booker and Beto O'Rourke!
Shut your dumb ass up.
Rosetta Shut your dumb ass up. Ain't do y'all no damn good.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Willow Smith, she was on Red Table Talk talking about she want to be in a polyamorous relationship.
What is that?
It's a relationship with a man and a woman. They call it a thruple. Not a couple, a thruple. That just sound dumb in itself. Hey, Willow Smith,
shut your dumb ass up.
Your chest ain't even grew all the way out yet, and you talking about you want to be in the...
Shut your dumb ass up.
Chief Williams out there at Phoenix, the Phoenix Police Department, they had a meeting after the video surfaced where the 4-year-old girl accidentally took something out of the store and the police drew guns on them. She said, change don't begin with the police department. It begins in the community. Now, I wouldn't be so upset about this if she wasn't a black woman. Hey, Chief Williams,
shut your dumb ass up.
She need to be fired. That's like the Grand Wizard saying they should get reparations too. It's dumb. It sounds stupid.
Shut your dumb ass up.
And Senator Mitch McConnell, he said we paid for the sin of slavery by electing a black president. So therefore, black people should not get reparations. That's all the reparations we need. Senator Mitch McConnell, hit the hockey, Larry.
Shut your dumb ass up.
I'm sick of white people trying to tell black people what we need to get for our reparations and for slavery. Personally, what I want two necklaces with the word Negro on it that I'm free. No, hashtag I'm free. That's what I want on my chain. Hashtag I'm free.
Shut and your
I
dumb
want a lifetime
up. Shut your dumb
tattoo.
Up.
That's what
Shut
I want your for dumb my reparations. Up. Don't Shut nobody got land up. No more. I don't want 40 acres of mules. That's
Shut your
I
dumb
a record label.
Up.
I want
Shut your
want,
dumb ass up.
I want my own company.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Donkey, who want to ask? Don't
Shut
nobody
your
want
dumb
to
ass up.
And those are very stuff. Think about it.
What you thought?
What you thought?
Live from Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios. This is WPEG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Turn me up some.
And home of No Limit Larry in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
I kind of like Thursday. No, let me learn more. The Madhouse coming up. We're going to let you shine. You know how it goes down. You got somebody doing something good in your life. You did something good in somebody's life. Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy! Who took you to the strip club? Summer Walker. It's Power 98.
Honestly,
you know who that is? That's Meek Mill. That's Ella May. 7:08, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. High today is going to be right in the 94. 72 degrees on your way out the house right now. We about to let y'all shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on. Get your shine.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting that light shine on?
Hey, Burpee, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I would like to let the light shine on my son, Xavion Mack. He is graduating today. He's walking across that stage into high school. And what? And this mom is what? We're proud.
We're proud.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Yes, I want to let the light shine on my mom, Michelle McCoy. She's doing a really good job being a manager and taking her grandson. Just want to know that I love her.
Shine on me, 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 shine on me.
Good morning. What the business is? Who you want to let shine?
Hi, I would like to let the light shine on Coach Arthur Jacobs over there at West Mac, holding down that weight room. Go West Mac.
Them Hawks.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting that light shine on?
Sharisa Catering. It started from the bottom line. It is being successful.
All right, there it is, doing their thing. Good morning. Who you want to let shine?
Yes, I would like to let my granny shine for helping me take care of these children that the daddy don't want to do their responsibility.
Shine on me, 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 shine on me.
Oh, you the daddy dog. All right, but there it is. Shout out to Grandmama for helping out. And I want to let Torin Doran from Vance High School, a former graduate of Vance High School, now has a tryout with the Charlotte Hornets, and it was selected to play on the Charlotte Hornets Summer League basketball team. Hey, Torin, man, keep up the good work. Keep doing your thing. And go on and shine, big dog!
Shine on me, shine on me, shine on me, shine on me.
All right, you know what's coming up. Ms. Jessica's got the Nosy Neighbor News right around 7:24. And your chance to get them tickets to check out Da Baby and 21 Savages. Power 98.
No Limit Larry!
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, June 27th, being brought to you by Bring It. Log on to power98fm.com and upload a mini dance video to get your chance to win tickets to Bring It Live Sunday, July 7th at the Ovens Auditorium. Carmelo Anthony says he is not cheating on his wife, Lala. Picture surfaced of Anthony on a yacht with a woman in a bikini, and many suspected he was creeping around. Well, the NBA star says that that is not the case at all. In fact, Anthony says that the woman in question is a business partner, and both she and her husband were on the trip also. He also goes on to say that the rumors are affecting his marriage and his family, and that is why he is speaking out. Want to hear what he has to say? Check it out on my Instagram story, at Hey Miss Jessica. Lil Boosie's latest Instagram post has the internet going crazy. He posted a video of a woman that was performing with a cucumber. All right. Now, a bunch of celebrities jumped in the comments, including Lil Mo, The Game, Bow Wow, and Snoop Dogg. But it was YF and Lucci's comments that got him an unfollow from his girlfriend, Regina Carter. The rapper dropped an upside-down smiley emoji in the comments, and Regina followed up by commenting and calling Lucci a clown, and then she unfollowed him. Meek Mill announced that he is now the co-owner of a hat company, the hat company Lids. Now, in addition to this new business venture, the rapper will release a limited edition exclusive hat line later this summer. Meek Mill will oversee the brand strategy for Lids. J. Cole and Dreamville dropped the trailer for Revenge of the Dreamers 3 on Dreamville's YouTube page. Dozens of artists participating in the filming of the documentary, and J. Cole talks about the experience of working with a wide range of artists. Still no word on a release date. If you want to see the trailer, log on to our website, power98fm.com. All right, here we go. Fans are excited to see Mariah Carey back in the studio, and guess who she is working with? The singer posted a picture of her on her IG along with Usher in the studio. Usher. She's working with Usher. So you were sort of close, Larry, Jermaine Dupri. Hopefully she is working with a vocal coach, though, Bert. She reminded people to go listen to the song that they did together on her Rainbow album. Maybe we'll get a collaboration for this album. We'll see. Happy birthday to her. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Megan Thee Stallion. If you haven't seen that video and our interview with Megan Thee Stallion at the BET Awards, go to our Instagram page, our Instagram TV at Power 98 FM, and go check that out. Right about now, it's time for your 7:40 question of the morning. Let's talk about electronic throwbacks today. That's what we're going to be talking about.
Let's talk about who?
The question of the morning is being brought to you by U.S. Auto Sales. Better vehicle, simple financing at all credit levels. You can ride today at U.S. Auto Sales. Today we're talking about what 90s electronic you want to come back. Is it that MP3 player? Is it that CD Walkman? Is it that good old iPod, that BlackBerry, that Sidekick? Or is it just simply a flip phone or a pager? Anything like that. What 90s electronic would you want to see come back right now? Oh. Why you smiling like that, Jess?
I'm trying to think. I'd probably go with a landline.
You know what?
Landline phone.
A good old landline phone.
Good old landline phone. That's crazy. That
a lot of people don't even have landline phones, period, no more.
Nah.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
businesses do, but
because you can do everything that you would do,
you're right though,
on your phone, on your cell phone, you know.
Guess who got a landline phone though?
You.
I do.
Yeah.
It come with my.
You know who else got one?
It come with my Spectrum package.
You know who else got one?
Who?
My mama and my daddy.
You know who else got one? You know who else got one? My mama. She got one.
No, but yeah, I guess probably like a landline phone.
What about you?
I can
do
everything else on myself.
Yeah, you can.
What would I want to come back? You know what? I was playing this the other day. The Game Boy.
The Game Boy. Mm. Yeah.
Which Game Boy? The first Game Boy? The one
very
that's green?
First one. The tall, like the tall one. The tall
I actually still have mine.
You do?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I do.
You can make some money out of that.
I still have my Game Boy.
Mm. What about you, Larry?
Man, I want the good old pager to come back. Well, you got and the phone booth. So you gotta just you gotta stop and go
booth,
to
what?
The phone booth and make that call. You know, and the pager used to spell out words and give people a code like your code is such and such. So you ain't even got to put the number. There. I just know you hit me with that code. That's you. I want those good
the
times,
phone
baby.
Booth when you trying to you ain't had no money, so you made a collect call, but you would say real fast.
Yeah.
As soon as you come up and like state your name after the beep. Beep. And it's perfect. Come and pick me up. Hurry up.
I used to get every day after school, call my mama.
That's what I did too after
come
school.
Pick me up. I'm pick me up after school.
Man. Football practice over. I'm ready.
Did people have a code in your. Did you have a. Did you have a beeper?
No, I didn't have one.
Jessica, you didn't have a beeper? Right?
Jessica, did you have a beeper?
I did. I had one of the little tiny beepers.
Yeah.
But at that, you could not bring your beeper into school.
I remember
you
that.
You would get suspended.
I remember that.
From
they used to make you take
it.
My daddy said you was a drug dealer if you had a beeper.
Nah, man. You just, I had a beeper.
Like, my mom would not buy, my parents wouldn't buy me one. Mm. And so when I got a job, it was like one of the first things that I bought. I went and bought myself a pager.
That's what's up. And you know me too. But and you remember the pager you could change the cases on.
Mm-hmm.
I used to always change my case every week. I had the dopest cases. But okay, I want pagers to come back.
I had a pager. What I did not have that I did want was the flip one. The one that you could open.
Oh, the teleport. I can't think of the name.
SkyTail.
Yeah, the SkyTail.
But I had a sidekick.
I had a sidekick.
Boy, and I still got those.
That's a two-way.
Two-way SkyTail page. That's what it was.
I always wanted one of those. I never had it.
We got them. I remember when we got them at a radio convention. They gave everybody in there one. And so the real SkyTail pages had a beam on them. So say like I wanted to send you my contact, I could just beam it to your SkyTail. Everybody was in there beaming. Man, yeah, they got to bring this stuff back. But yeah,
I did have a pager.
But yeah, I used to love having a pager because I just like giving people a code. Like just put your code in, baby. I know it's you.
I wanted it for the voicemail.
Oh, yeah. We used to call and leave people the voicemail.
You got a voicemail subscription with your pager.
Yeah, you did.
So you could always talk about someone who changed their voicemail every week.
Oh, yeah.
It was me. And you'd always play the music.
Yep.
Just play the music.
Yep, and get it right.
No message. It wasn't like, hey, you reached Jessica. It was whatever the song was.
Yep.
That's what you playing.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
So
what would you, what 90s out. Electronic would you want to see come back? 704-227-8780.
704-227-8780.
It's a throwback Thursday.
No limit, lyrics. Can somebody tell me what
you do? Here's my part.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
There it is. Okay. Today's situation being brought to you by Planet Fitness. We broadcast live from our Judgment Free Zone, our Planet Fitness studio. All right, today's situation reads, Dear Madhouse Nation, my friend just did the dumbest thing ever to me. Her boyfriend is a known drug dealer for years in our hometown, and they caught her and him with some drugs. It was her car, so she took the charge. He convinced her to take the charge since she had no criminal background, and he convinced her that she would be okay and wouldn't get no real time, just probably some probation. However, that's not how it played out. They went to court, and she got 8 years in prison. But the thing about it is, she just recently had a newborn baby. I want her to snitch on him, but she won't do it. But I think she should. I think she should snitch on him and tell the authorities that this was not her stuff, because they really want him anyway. or he should go take the charge. What y'all think, Madhouse Nation? What y'all think, Madhouse Nation?
Jessica, I defer to you.
I think that that's not your decision. You don't get to choose what that woman does. As badly as you want somebody to make a decision in their life, it is their life to live. And so you can either choose to be around while they make those decisions or dismiss yourself from that person's life. That's the only that's the only thing you control is how you move in that situation. If this is what this woman is choosing to do, then this is what this woman is choosing to do. And it is what it is.
Burp, you don't have nothing on it?
No. I feel the same way. You can't make somebody do something that they don't want to do. Mm. She getting that triple D. That's why she took that charge. She getting that drug dealer ding-a-ling.
Is that what it is? Is that what you go with? Burping that the triple D.
Drug dealer ding-a-ling.
It's a whole nother thing.
Make you take charge.
And make you do something.
Deep folk hell.
That's a whole other ball game
man.
But
you know what? The only reason I am extremely concerned about this situation, it's a number of reasons, but the main reason I am extremely concerned about this situation, because she just had a newborn baby. Mm-hmm. And if the father is already a known drug dealer, already a drug dealer, so now you're either going to put this burden of the newborn baby on a grandparents or another family member, because his days are numbered.
Yeah.
His days are numbered, either in the streets or he's gonna have to go to jail eventually, because when they want you, they gonna get you.
But I mean, here's the thing. Sis, did you know that she was messing around with a drug dealer prior to? Why is your concern coming up now?
Because
she got caught.
I mean, yeah.
You knew that she was messing around with a drug dealer. And, you know, so if you had concerns, then you step in and say, hey, look, man, this ain't the road that you want to go down.
And you know what? Sometimes, you know, I don't know if her friend did, and she may have. She may have stepped in and said that. But now, dealing with the situation at hand, she's got a newborn baby. And as a man, I wouldn't want my girlfriend to be in jail while we got a newborn baby. He should have went to bro, go lay down and take that charge. Don't take them 8 years, bro.
Sharp, what is undefeated?
The internet.
And what else?
Poonanny.
No limit.
Well, listen, Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We back on today's situation. This one today got him headed, y'all. Dear Madhouse Nation, my friend did the dumbest thing ever. She had a boyfriend who was a known drug dealer where we are from. They got pulled over and they got caught with some drugs in the car. He convinced her to tell the police that it was her and for her to take the charge because she had no criminal record, and he said you probably won't get no time but some probation and that she would be okay. Well, however, that's not how it played out. She went to court. She got 8 years in prison. But the kicker to the story is that she has a newborn baby and that she's going to be locked up with her newborn baby. She would not snitch on him, but I think she should, or he should, take the charge, because they want him anyway. They don't want you. They want him. But since you won't tell on him, they taking you. And as my friend, I think she should snitch, or he should go take the charge. Madhouse Nation, what y'all think? Good morning.
Yeah, but I want to chime in on the little drug dealer situation.
Mm-hmm.
Man, yeah, he need to go ahead and lay it down, man. You know what I mean? You knew the consequences when you were selling them drugs, man.
Right.
And you just go ahead and lay it down, man. Don't let your lady do that.
Come on, man. Booster said it, man. Yeah. If that's me, give me my charges. I'm taking them 8. Going to take them 8,
yeah,
baby.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, bro.
Thank you. Pot 98, good morning.
Hey, yo, what's up, man?
What's up?
Hey, man, I got to speak on that that topic y'all talking about, man.
Speak on it.
About the, I think, man, look, first of all, it should be, like, not saying it's a good thing for her that she took the charge or whatever, but it's just a good thing that it shows, like, some women doing what's right, because think about how many men that stood up and took a charge for their family, for their right or wrong, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it should be,
no.
Not saying it should be more women like that, but it, But it should be more women like that, because it's just what it is, man, because we need to stick together, and it ain't no point of trying to bring him down, because it's like a tree.
Wait a minute now. Hold on, bro. How she bring?
You gonna try this, Larry?
Huh?
Okay. All right, go ahead.
But what I'm saying is, he's selling the drugs. So how is she bringing him down? When you enter it, just like when we entered into the realm of being radio personalities, we take on everything that come with that, right? So when you enter the realm of becoming a drug dealer, you take on everything that come with that, whether that's being shot, whether that's going to prison. That's what you take on. How you going to put that on your lady and expect your lady to do that? And she got a baby. So you going to be out here taking care of the baby, taking the baby, going to hospital visits and stuff like that?
While still dealing drugs?
Of course you do. You're supposed to do that just like if you would do it for a friend. That's your girl. You hold her down just like you expect her to hold you down if you were a drug dealer or something like that.
Bro, listen.
You make the choices to go out here and deal drugs, and then you think it's okay for your woman to take the consequences for that.
No, it ain't.
I don't want her
to take the consequences, but I want her to take the consequences. Think about how much time you think he might get. He might get about 20, 25. If they trying to give her 8 years, just think about what they were trying to give him.
So because the lady gets less time, she deserves to spend time for what you did?
No. Well, if she was messing with a real man that she had to do 8 years for, then obviously it was something serious, so he should be straight enough to keep her, the family, the kids, and everything good.
Sir,
there shouldn't even be no question about that.
Mister.
And no. That's just being real.
When she come home,
he better make sure she's straight.
But if I ain't selling dope with you and I ain't beside you, bro, you get locked. I ain't doing time for nobody.
You ain't supposed to be telling on your damn people, Nick. You ain't supposed to be telling your people, bro.
Bro, listen.
You already know.
How many people on the phone they call every day,
and then they or stuff to be on the internet about how these rappers be snitching and all.
Okay, hold on, baby.
You gonna be an upstanding citizen?
Hold on, darling.
Go about your day.
Hey, brother.
Upstanding citizen.
King. Hey, King.
You know you got boundaries on your head because you snitching.
Hey, King. Hold on, sir. I think you might have missed the story. Let me come back and let me tell you.
This woman.
She took a charge for her man who was out here dealing drugs.
He said that's what you're supposed to do, though.
And she is pregnant. She just gave birth to this man's job, and she is now going to prison. Did you hear all that?
Yes, ma'am. But how many people?
And you're saying
how
what?
How many men got women pregnant right before they went to jail and had to do some time?
For what they did, sir.
It wasn't that they got her pregnant and she was the one dealing drugs.
I think that's the part that you're missing. She didn't do this, sir. He did it.
Well, obviously, if she's taking the charge, then...
Okay, sir, let me ask you this.
Let me ask you this. He did it.
If your woman was dealing drugs, if your lady was dealing drugs and she was pregnant, you got her pregnant, would you take the charges for her if the cops pulled y'all over?
You already know, man. I'm a top dog. I got to take them charges.
But then why you won't take the charges now then?
Here's a better question. If you were out here dealing drugs and your woman got pregnant, would you allow her to take the charge for you?
Nah, I can't do that.
You just get your ass out the phone.
Mikey's got
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
A hot deal that'll cool you off.
No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
Larry,
man. Huh? Well, hold on, baby. Today's situation is a lituation. This is what happened, man. A girl wrote in and said my friend did the dumbest thing ever. She and her boyfriend is a known drug dealer down here in our hometown for years. They got caught with some drugs. He convinced her to take the charge because she had no criminal background, and he said you'll probably get a slap on the wrist or you probably get probation. And guess what? She took the charge, and it didn't play out like she thought it was. She ended up getting 8 years in prison, and the kicker is that she recently had a newborn baby. I want her to snitch on him because they want him anyway. They don't want her. And I think she should snitch, and or he should go take the charge.
But now, Larry, before we get to these callers real quick, ladies, I need y'all to tune in today. I need y'all to hear the way that these fellas are talking.
And the way they think about y'all.
What they think about us. Ladies, listen right now.
This thing is lit today. Good morning.
Hey, it's 2019, Brad. That girl knew that boy was selling drugs, man. She already knew that. She knew where that money was coming from. You know what I'm talking about? But, hey, he a sucker for that, though.
Straight sucker.
For letting her take the charge. He a sucker for letting her go down for it. And when there's a kid involved, man, he know he got to lay down. That come with the game, man. He know the game. And that sucker that was on here earlier talking that no and talking about, oh, he vouching for the dude. The drug dealer talking about, yeah, she's supposed to be. He's a drug dealer himself. He's probably still selling weed out here, been selling it 50 years, still staying in the neighborhood. You know what I'm talking about? They ain't out here getting no money, man. I'm going to tell you what you need to do. All the drug dealers out here need to get up off their ass and get a job. Straight like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Straight like that. I know what you're talking about. Padre, good morning.
So this incident that you're speaking on happened in my hometown.
Okay.
So it's been the big thing. But my issue is, you should have known that he was not a real man when he asked you to take the charge. What real man is going to ask a woman to take the charge for him, first and foremost, knowing that you have a child? So that should let you know that he's not even thinking about the bigger picture of nothing. He was only thinking about himself.
Right. He ain't want to go. He ain't want to go back in. He probably already been in prison.
Okay.
Before.
So then he was trying to say, well, you know, you don't have a criminal background, so you know, you'll get a little probation. Basically saying she'll get a little slap on the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
But with that not happening, why didn't you get her the best lawyer that was in town? Or if you had to travel and go to another state and get her a lawyer so that she wouldn't get any time and would get that probation? No, you did not even do that. But you just. Big time, supposed to be drug dealer. You flexing all on Facebook, Snapchat, but your girlfriend / mother of your child had a public defender.
If you know who do that, who asks questions like that?
This girl is like 22, 23 years old with a newborn. The newborn is a few months old. And then people keep putting all the blame on him too. But I can't really sit here and say, well, you know, pop him on his wrist. Oh, you should have took that charge. No, baby, you should have been smart enough to know that you're not dealing with a real man. Mm-hmm. For him to tell you or to try to convince you to take a charge, you should have known right then and there. Oh, nah, baby, this ain't for me. This ain't what I need because I got a new child that I just had. I ain't even healed up yet, and I'm finna go to prison for 8 years for some shit to do.
Woo. Oh, you good, baby?
Tell him why you really mad. Hey, Larry. We got to bring it back. I know we don't normally do it this late. But that man who called up here earlier and just sounded like he want all the way woke. I don't know if he
was woke. He was woke in his own way.
He want. If but he before, didn't get enough hold sleep on, last bro. Night.
Real quick before you do that. I just got to tell all the ladies out here something. If you are dating a drug dealer or you dating anybody in doing illegal activities, and that is what they do, man, don't let them convince you to take not a nail charge.
Not one.
Not a nail one. I'm going to tell you like I would tell my daughter. Don't let no man convince you to take not a nail charge.
You know what? It's not only about charges, Larry.
And just get out of it.
Don't allow no man to make you make a dumb decision that can affect the rest of your life. It's not only about a charge.
I'm taking my babies on a date when I get home.
I'm just saying, though. Like, come on. Like.
And it's obvious that there are some men that are out here that are made and like, nah, this is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
They're on the phone this morning. They are calling up here thinking that this is 100% okay. And it is 100% wrong.
And to that man that called up here and was trying to convince us that what she did was okay, Larry, hit my hotkey!
Shut your dumb ass up! Shut your dumb ass up! Ain't no way, man. Like, you, when you in the game, you know what the game come with.
You do.
You know what the game come
with. Come on, man. Y'all be, it like...
You supposed to be man, if you man enough to do the crime, you supposed to be man enough to lay down and do your time. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it, man. And for if it's women out there who think it's okay, it's not. It's not. I don't care how ride or die you are. I don't care what people going to say about you in the street. I don't care what drug dealers out there get mad at me for saying it.
But listen.
Ain't no woman supposed to lay down for no man if she ain't the one dealing these drugs.
Ask them boys in there how many people come see them in there. How many people put that money on their books when they in there. And all these people, it's real in the streets. Yeah, it get real quiet in there when you're in there by yourself, too.
Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. He going to get another girl, another stupid girl that's going to take another charge for him and have another baby by him. He ain't going to sit there and wait for you for 8 years. I'm going to tell you that right now. Ain't no man laying down, or not laying down, but waiting for no woman who's in jail for 8 years and not having another woman when she get out.
I will.
Shut up, Shock.
But he already showed you his hand, though. When you did say you was going to take the charge, okay, then he didn't even get you a paid lawyer? Man, I'm done with this conversation.
He didn't get you a gift.
The minute that she said, I'll take the charge, and he said, okay, that should have been your instance, girl, to go, okay, I'm dealing with a
FB. A FB. Y'all know what the F and the B stand for.
You know what the B and the M stand for.
Like I said earlier, the good part of this is she went to jail fairly young from what...
She ain't went yet.
From what the mama said. So she'll get out. 8 years ain't nothing. That ain't even a decade.
It's not okay.
From a man point of view, bro, that's not okay.
It's not okay
that she's going in young. Because she's going in young. She's spending 8 years of her youth in jail.
She is spending eight years of her youth. But
that's not right.
She'll get something back when she comes out.
You sent me in there. After I took a charge for you. You didn't even pay for me no lawyer. Man, stop.
Live from Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios. This is WP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.